So be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. There's a large framed photo in my bedroom titled The Last Perfect Pitch. A friend gave it to me once when I told him that as an eighth grader, I watched every pitch of future Hall of Famer Jim Bunnings pitching for the Phillies against the Mets, pitch a perfect game. My friend even had Jim Bunnings sign the photo. So you might say it's a collector's item. Bunnings' perfect game happened when I just finished my fifth and last year of Little League Baseball. I knew my horizon was limited. At the same time, I was completing my fifth and last year as a Boy Scout, Cub Scout, and Boy Scout in Scouting. Baseball and Boy Scouts have been in the news lately, and not for the reasons they want to be. Certainly, the lead up to this year's spring training games and the regular seasons has taken a different tone, a tone of scandal. Say it ain't so, a Houston player or fan might say. It's being heard all over the baseball world. As some of you know, in 2017, Houston allegedly cheated during the season, the playoffs, and even the World Series. Evidently, some members of the team cheated by transmitting a message from a prompter off the field to instruments of players in the dugout, and would relay by banging on a can to the player what pitch was coming, fastball, curve, changeup. They were tipped off illegally. Meanwhile, this week, the Boy Scouts of America declared bankruptcy due to the long list of accusations about how adult scout leaders sexually abused the boys. How painful as a former scout to hear this, because as scouts, we were trained at the highest level to aspire to the ideals. We were given a Boy Scout oath. I had it once memorized. All my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Morally straight is being questioned all over our world. And in fourth grade, when I first joined the Cub Scouts, I was learning the scout law. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. These were the ideals that were instilled. It was character formation. Baseball and Boy Scouts, both proud and distinguished formative organizations, now have asterisks after their names. Reflecting upon this morning's gospel and Jesus' call to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, I considered how these two great American institutions, the great American narrative, is constructed as we grow in our childhood. Is it not? So formative for generations they have been, and yet now they're tainted. When neither organization claimed to be perfect, to be formative in mind, they espouse the highest ideals of fairness and trust. Of course, in the last several decades, we have come to a greater awareness of the Catholic Church's broken trust, as our priests and bishops have harmed and covered up. And I need not dwell on what has been happening in our government about fractured trust. No institution, whether sports, schools, churches, or government, have ever claimed to be perfect, but they have espoused and inspired members to seek and to live the highest ideals. Our government, indeed our nation, is founded on the ideals of a more perfect union. Listen again to the words, the preamble of our country's constitution. Quote, "We the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Folks, this is our foundation story, and it's being at times challenged. Do we believe in this story? It's indeed a challenging time. While perfection is never possible, the ideas and ideals of our institution seeking to be more, to be better, to be greater, is still possible. Perhaps it may be more helpful in looking at the gospel and Jesus' command to be perfect to take Mark's version of Jesus' statement. It's different than Matthew's. Mark does not have Jesus assert that we should be perfect, but we should be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful. Mercy, the psalm response, we were talking, the Lord is kind and merciful. And we hear that sense of mercy being translated into the call in the first reading from Leviticus, the call to holiness. Listen again to these words. Speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. It was in Leviticus, which means it was addressed to the Levites, the priests, and therefore how to develop the rituals and the temples and their worship. It's laying out the practices by which the Israelites set themselves apart from other nations. You see, that's the consciousness of the community of the ancient Israelites, a sense of the people of the community set apart from the rest of the world. Why? Not to be superior, not to be indolent, but to be people of the covenant, trusting a God who is holy. The Hebrew word kadesh means set apart, and in a way that pride itself not being part of the world, not acting like other people, not acting because of aggressiveness or superiority, but because they believed in God who was perfect, is pure, is transcendent, set apart from the world. And for the Jews, from the ancient Jews to the day, they are called to mirror God's love and mercy as a community. Are we not descendants of the Jewish community? This too is our challenge. To be holy, not to glorify it, but to glory in God for it. To be mirrors is what we're talking about. To our experience of holiness, to reflect God's holiness in us, through us, and for us. What does it consider to be holy? Not to hold hatreds and resentments, to love our neighbors in that sense of awe and reverence. It's the same reverence that the Boy Scout oath had, to be reverent, trustworthy. They are Jewish Christian ideals laid down. It's the cornerstone of our biblical teaching. Why we act? Because God acts in this way. We are called as the people of God to reflect that. It is indeed a challenge. But Pope Francis, in the encyclical Gaudete Exulte, talks about this call to holiness. He wrote, do not be afraid of holiness. It will take away none of your energy, vitality, or joy. On the contrary, you will become what the Father had in mind when he created you, and you will be faithful to your deepest self. Yes, the call to holiness is the call to be true to each of ourselves, and through it, bring it to the community and the rest of the world. The Pope continued, do not be afraid to set your sights higher, to allow yourself to be loved and liberated by God. Do not be afraid to let yourself be guided by the Holy Spirit. Holiness does not make you less human, since it is an encounter between your weakness and the power of God's grace. In the words of Leon Bloy, when all is said and done, the only great tragedy in life is not to strive to become holy, to become indeed a saint. But brothers and sisters, we continue our journey in the seventh Sunday of Lent. Seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time, preparing for Lent, Ash Wednesday. And the Lenten season is indeed a time to consider, how am I called to be holy? Despite my imperfection, despite the imperfections of our institutions, we would be wise if we not to strive towards a holiness, not of this world, but developed through the mercy and understanding, and ultimately through love. For when we do so, we may find ourselves willing to be more engaged, more constructive, more willing to be engaged with the great institutions of our world. And so, this afternoon, when the Nationals play ball with all team, Houston, it'll be interesting. Will the players have that eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth? Will they be throwing fastballs inside trying to harm? Or will they be, in a sense, wise and merciful and transcend, yes, the cheating that was done, and transcend it not just for baseball, but for our nation? It needs a sense of consciousness to be engaged as citizens in the election, to be engaged as faithful in our church to repair it, and yes, to be engaged scouting and in baseball. So my brothers and sisters, let us begin by that famous baseball words, play ball.